This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The number of people battling COVID-19 in Colorado hospitals remains high. CPR's John Daly reports.
Coronavirus hospitalizations rose again Monday. They're now up to 1,021. That's the highest figure since December 30th and up nearly 200 since a month ago. It's nearly four times the number of COVID-19 patients in the hospital than at the end of June, but it's still well below the peak of the pandemic in December. A more promising trend, the number of new cases is slowing down. The seven-day average is down to 1,800 new daily cases, a drop of more than 350 from a week ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Western water experts have told Congress that drought, climate change, and overuse are jeopardizing the Colorado River. Becky Mitchell of the State Water Conservation Board says years of drought and low stream flows meant water cuts for Colorado farmers and ranchers.
Due to the compounding years of shortages, people across the state are considering heartbreaking decisions like selling multi-generational family farms.
The congressional hearing continues tomorrow. Prospective undergraduate students can apply starting today through Thursday to any colleges and universities in Colorado for free. The state's annual waiver was expanded to 3 days. Last year, more than 56,000 applications were submitted during the free period, saving applicants more than $2.3 million. Colorado's college enrollment rate is far behind the national average and the state's goals. This is CPR News.